Oh, the funniest little children there, and we rode the bus. That's the first time I know we did ride the bus a little bit, state line or out here. But one little boy in the lower room, his room, and he is a little Jimmy, and he didn't talk plain, and I couldn't understand a thing as a poor little child said. But the bus drove up that we were supposed to come on. And he was down there just pulling my dress, meowta, 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 meowta. And that bus driver's just dying laughing. Yeah. And I didn't know what the child wanted. And the other teacher said, he wants to kiss you. Yeah. And I stooped down there and he kissed me and jumped on the bus. She said, what he was trying to say was, he wants some sugar. And he said, meowta, meowta, meowta. Oh, I had a great experience over there and learned a lot of people that I would never have learned if I had not gone there. But that was some experience. And that made my 30th year here in Foreign West Virginia. And then they had a little law here that laid us off on 30 years.
You mean you could only teach for 30 years?
Yeah. But they did away with that. That was a little politician.
Where was the last? Was that the last place? Did you teach then?
Yeah, that was the last. Over here.
Now, how old were you then?
Well, I've been out 18 years. 18 from 76, 78 is how much. 8 from 8 leaves nothing.
About 60.
I was 60, exactly. Uh-huh. I remember that now because you're supposed to teach till 65.
Yeah.
The state law, but they had that little law which they did away with in a few years.
Was that a county law? Or that little law you said, that was a county law?
Yeah. But I was so glad all the other teachers that got caught in that before they were old enough to really quit were awfully mad and cut off a shine, but I didn't. And the superintendent, Ross Fritz, and he's living in Mountain City now that's somebody you ought to interview. Mm-hmm. Best superintendent that any county ever had in the world. And he just thought I couldn't quit teaching. It just wouldn't do. That he wanted me to go on to Damascus in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I could have gone back and forth on a little bus we had passed here. Uh-huh. Went down 8 of the morning, back at 5 evening. I could have done that easily. Mm-hmm. But I reckon I just didn't want to. I think really there was a premonition thought in that. My brother was not well, hadn't been. He was in the First World War. And he had wanted me to teach, to quit so bad and help him in the store. Until they put up, they were going to give retirement. Then he never did ask me to quit. But when this time come up, I could. I knew that he wanted me to. So, and I was thankful that it caught me right then because it gave me 2 years with him. And I would not have known one thing on earth about his business because I taught school. He tended to restore his cattle, things like that. His business was his and mine was mine. We didn't either one know a thing about it. But. I went with him a lot. The doctor had told me, he said, now if he wants to go somewhere and wants you to go, he says, you leave this house. It'll be here when you come back. I said, yes, just as dirty as I leave it. Mm. I said that. But he says, go when he says, go, and when he don't want to go, don't push him off. Mm. So we had really 2 years of wonderful living. He'd go to Bristol to buy goods, and I'd go with him over there, and I learned the wholesale people and made a lot of friends that way, and a lot of friends through the traveling men. Made some nice contacts because then after he was gone, after the store went, four companies, outstanding wholesale companies, wrote me that he had been such a good patronage of theirs that for me to never want for anything, that anytime I want anything, all I had to do is call in. Mr. Price Hardware, and I sent the order there this morning by man. E.W. King's Wholesale, and then two companies told me, Fawcett's China Store and the wholesale down here in Neva both have gone out now, and I miss them too. But I appreciate King's and Hardware in Bristol.